This is St. Louis Public Radio. The new coronavirus disease has spread to nearly 30 states. Missouri became one of them Saturday after state officials confirmed that a young woman in St. Louis County had been infected by the virus. Hospitals and doctors in the St. Louis area have been preparing for COVID-19 for several weeks, but limitations on testing have made it difficult to know how much the disease has spread. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen spoke to Hillary Babcock, an infectious disease specialist at Washington University School of Medicine. She began by asking Dr. Babcock how worried medical professionals are now that there's a case in the St. Louis area.
This doesn't actually change our level of worry and concern that much. I think we all expected that there would be cases coming to the St. Louis area and expected that they would come probably with a traveler to start with, which is exactly the pattern that we've seen here.
And who is at the most risk of becoming infected by the new coronavirus?
Honestly, everyone is at risk of becoming infected with the virus. So none of us are immune to this virus. It does look like children can get this virus, but rarely become ill and don't appear to have much severe illness associated with it. So that's one bright spot. People who are older, and older in this setting may mean as young as over 60, do appear to have more severe disease. And people that have underlying health conditions already are also at increased risk of having severe disease and complications, needing to be hospitalized, and needing more acute critical care.
Do you think states can get a good handle on how widespread, you know, the disease is if they're only testing a limited amount of people?
The short answer is no. I mean, I think that testing limitations have been a real barrier to understanding what the spread of this disease in our country is and remain a barrier. In the St. Louis area, there is work going on to expand testing capacity, but at this point, most testing is still going through the health department and getting approved by the health department and then testing being done by the state lab. There are some commercial labs that are coming on board with testing capacity, and hopefully that will expand those options.
In what ways is COVID-19 more threatening than the flu?
The reasons that I think this is a little more concerning is because there is no immunity in our population and no vaccine. And so we expect that this will be able to spread through the community more widely and more rapidly than influenza, given that lack of immunity in the population. And the data that we've seen so far has made it hard to really assess what the mortality rate and the acute illness and severity of illness rates are because testing has been a limitation everywhere. It's hard to know really what denominator we're looking at, so that when we say 2% of people maybe with coronavirus may die from it, that's probably higher than is accurate, since probably not everyone with mild infection was actually identified, and so they're not being counted.
And I'm sure that you're a broken record at this point, but what can people do to protect themselves?
Yeah, so the best way to keep yourself safe from the virus is to avoid large groups, to avoid big public gatherings, to use hand sanitizer if you can find any. If you can't, soap and water works fine and should also be used. Use it a lot. Use it all the time. And then try to avoid touching your face. Try to avoid touching your nose, mouth, and eyes. That's another way that you can get virus from surrounding surfaces and get it into your own body to cause an infection. I'm trying to push waving. Just wave at people to say hi and goodbye, or maybe a small bow would also be fine. But really try to avoid touching people.
That was Dr. Hillary Babcock from Washington University speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen about the concerns doctors have now that there's a coronavirus case in St. Louis.